I'm so excited that you've joined us for Steadfast Hope. I'm Steve Lawson, joined by Kent Steinbeck, and we're going to look at a passage of Scripture today in our devotion for Steadfast Hope. And you need to know we're in Dallas, Texas, but more than that, we're at Herb's House, which is a great coffee shop. You need to come visit us. 1 Thessalonians 1, verse 10, and the title of this is Christ's Return. I mean, that's a pretty simple title to put on this, Kent. But it's the continuation of a sentence that began in the previous verse. But verse 10 begins, "And to wait for his Son from heaven, whom he raised from the dead, that is Jesus, who rescues us from the wrath to come." Ken, at the end of this age, there's coming a time of unparalleled wrath that will be unleashed upon this earth. It's known as the tribulation. The Great Tribulation, and it will lead to eternal wrath in a real place called hell. And this is looming on the horizon. This world is spinning through space and is headed for cataclysmic judgment. And Paul says that all true believers need to be waiting for the return of Christ. As this world is getting worse and worse and worse, there needs to be a heightened sense of anticipation that Christ will appear and take us home to glory. And we need to be saved from this wrath, this gathering storm that is ready to break upon the world. And I know that this is a devotion, and in a devotion, you normally deal with lighter subjects. But this is in the Bible, and this is real. And we need to be reminded. In fact, we probably need a wake-up call for what Paul is addressing here. So I just want to step into this, Kent. And the first word of verse 10 is the word "and," which means it's connected to what immediately preceded. It's a package deal, if you will. And it's whenever someone turns from idols to God, it leads to serving God and waiting for the return of the Lord Jesus Christ. In other words, believers are not just so, they're not converted, but continue to be caught up in the things of this world. No, when you're converted, there is an awareness that there is wrath that is coming from God upon this world. And only Christ can rescue us from this wrath. So that's what this is saying. He says, and to wait for his Son from heaven. Right now, Christ is in heaven at the right hand of God the Father. But there's coming a time when he will arise from that throne. And he will descend from heaven with a shout. And the trumpet of God, and the voice of the archangel, and the dead in Christ will rise first. And we will be caught up to meet the Lord in the air. And so we're waiting for this. And we don't know when this will occur. It could happen in the next 5 seconds, or it could happen in the next 5 centuries. Only God knows. And concerning his Son, he says, whom he raised from the dead, that is Jesus. He wants us to know that Christ is alive and ready to burst onto the scene. He has been resurrected. And the name Jesus means Jehovah saves. And it says, that is Jesus who rescues us. This word rescue means to draw to oneself in order to be delivered from danger and destruction. And when Christ returns, we will be drawn to the Lord Jesus Christ to escape this wrath that is coming. And he concludes, he says, from the wrath to come. This wrath is fast approaching, Kent, and it's looming on the horizon, And we need to be delivered, and we will be delivered. Every true believer will be delivered from this wrath to come. The last thing I would say, Kent, is this word wrath speaks of the fierce anger of God. It comes into the English language as orgy, a place of heated passion. And in this case, it's God's heated passion against sin and against sinners. And so it is only by the grace of God that we will be rescued from this boiling, righteous indignation of God that will be unleashed upon the world. And praise God, He will deliver us and rescue us. So this is the good news. And what fools we would be to put all of our eggs in the basket of this world, mm-hmm. when God's wrath is one day to consume this world. We must be in Christ, and that safe place in Christ. So, Kent, let's talk about it.
Well, what hits me first, Steve, is so interesting. We look at the world today, and I've had so many people say recently, you know, we may have a recession. I had the television on this morning early, and the Business Channel was talking about, you know, you need to get ready. There could be a recession, and all the businesses are saying, get ready, be prepared. How much more, Steve, should we, quote, get our house in order?
Yeah.
For this,
yeah.
It really matters.
Yeah.
We should be ready. I think that's what that's saying, isn't it? Wait, but have your house in order.
Yeah. More than just to have your financial portfolio in the right place, we need to have our spiritual portfolio in the right place.
And what does that mean, then?
Well, that means that our heart is pure and clean, mm-hmm. that our priorities are in the right place, that we are actively serving the Lord, and that we are trying to reach as many people as we can with the message of the gospel of Jesus Christ, because we all have people around us who don't know Christ. Mm-hmm. And when this day comes, it will be dreadful, mm-hmm. for those who are unbelievers. And sometimes some of those are in our families, mm-hmm. and close circles of friendships. So what this means for us is that we've got to be reaching out, mm-hmm. with the gospel and to be used by the Lord to draw people to faith in Christ.
Do you think that means there needs to be a higher sense of urgency?
Oh, yeah. Absolutely, Kent. That word urgency.
Is that daily?
Yeah, absolutely, daily. I think we've lost a sense of urgency. Mm-hmm. It's easy for the church in our country that has had so much prosperity, mm-hmm. to be kind of settled in and at home in this world. And there is a sense in which we should enjoy all things that the Lord has provided for us. So we're not to live with a martyr's spirit. However, we can set roots so down in this world that we've lost sight of the eternal perspective and living for the world to come. We need to lay up for ourselves treasure in heaven. And so this is a healthy reminder to us, Kent, mm-hmm. that we've got to live with readiness. Jesus said, be dressed in readiness for his return. For in such an hour as you think not, mm-hmm. The Son of Man shall appear.
Mm-hmm. So we got a minute here left.
Uh-huh.
But another question I think that our viewing audience might ask is, we've got this wrath that we're facing. Mm-hmm. There's a wrath that we've never seen before,
yeah.
that God will unleash.
Yeah.
Explain who the wrath is from. I mentioned it. Why there is wrath.
Yeah.
And then who the rescue is from.
Kent, that is so good. I'm so glad you put that out for us to talk about. This wrath is God's wrath. Mm-hmm. It's not the devil's wrath. It's not the world's wrath. It's God's wrath. It's holy
wrath.
It's omnipotent wrath. Mm-hmm. It's immutable wrath. And God would cease to be holy, mm-hmm. if God did not punish every sin. Mm-hmm. And so we need to be saved from what? We need to be saved from God.
So the shoe will drop, is
yeah,
what you're saying.
Yeah.
The shoe is getting ready to drop.
It's getting ready to drop. We don't know when, but it's mm-hmm. coming. Mm-hmm. And we need to be ready now. And so if you don't know Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior, behold, now is the accepted time. Behold, today is the day of salvation. The Bible says, boast not yourself of tomorrow, for you know not what a day may bring forth. There needs to be a sense of urgency in your heart to turn away from idols and to turn to God through His Son, the Lord Jesus Christ. And you need to do so now. You do not know if you'll have tomorrow. Mm-hmm. There's a real sense in which tomorrow is the devil's day. Today is God's day. And so you need to act now, today, and respond to the gospel and believe in God's Son, the Lord Jesus Christ. So I call you to repent. I call you to believe in the Lord Jesus Christ. And no one else can do this for you. Only you can turn to God. And granted, God must be at work in your heart for this to take place. Nevertheless, the responsibility lies at your feet. So may God use this in your life to awaken you to this sense of reality with urgency that I must believe in the Lord Jesus Christ. So thank you for joining us today on Steadfast Hope. And Christ is your only hope. May you turn to Him by faith and receive His saving grace. Receive His full forgiveness from your sins. May He dress you in His perfect righteousness. God bless you. Thank you for joining us today.